Alright. So you live here at the residence with your mother?
Well, co-owner of the house, yes.
The corner. Mm-hmm. So who lives here?
My mother.
Uh-huh.
Me, my husband, my... Yeah, this one in here. Uh-huh.
Where were you in the house when...
The gunshots?
Right.
We were in the living room. My son was visiting. He works for the city, Mark Arias. He was visiting. We heard them. We said, those aren't firecrackers. So he went to go see more or less because we were here when the sirens went that way, that black car and all the others. And he went to go see and he called me and told me that it was back here somewhere. And then I called my mother to come and get in the house because she had gone to go feed her rabbit that's out here. And she was up. But then I was telling the dogs to be quiet and I noticed the bear was not there. So when you guys called me, I went in through the house because I couldn't open the gate, it was sealed. And I went in there and I saw him when they told me to come to the front because the animal control people were coming.
Okay, so you were in the living room with your son?
My mom and my son were visiting. Okay. And my mother and my granddaughter were outside, both of them. They were out here. Not when it happened, we were all inside. But when I noticed about the dog, they were out here.
So when it happened, you were in there?
Mm-hmm.
And were you sitting on that couch right there?
Where I was sitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your mother was where? Where
she was sitting. That's her couch. Mm-hmm.
And where was your son?
He was here in the living room.
He was sitting
with you? No, he was standing up showing me a picture of his daughter, my granddaughter, in a phone.
So when you, what did you hear? What?
I heard, I think, 4 gunshots. That's what we heard.
How did they, were they?
Very loud, one right after the other.
So just bang, 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 is that how you describe it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And did you hear anything else aside from the gunshots?
Nothing, no. Mm-mm. We just heard the dogs barking, which they always do when there's sirens.
So which dogs were in the back at the time?
All 3 of them. Gunshots? The one who was shot and his girlfriend, his wife, Weta, she's another pit bull that's white, and one of their puppies.
Okay. Have you guys been in the backyard or anything?
Sure.
Check the
whole. So right away, did you know they were gunshots?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
No doubt in your mind?
No, because I've heard the gunshots. They're different than the fireworks.
They sounded pretty loud.
Yes, too loud and too close.
Sounded close.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you remember 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what did you do after you heard the gunshots?
I locked the door, and then I told my son to come and see through the window, and then we saw the sirens coming, and then he went to go up there, and then he went down there where it happened. He's the one that called me to tell me where it was out here. And then he went back to work, because he was working. He was on a break.
So where did he go now?
He's
So he just came here for a visit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you locked the door. Mm-hmm. So looked out the window, mm-hmm. saw the police cars coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you know that the dog was shot? What's the name of the dog that was shot?
Bear.
Bear? How did you know Bear was shot? Did you find the dog?
I'm the one that found the dog when I went out there to tell my mother to come inside because she was on this side of the yard. I went outside to tell her to come in because then I found out what happened. My son called me. And then they told me to go out to the back. So I went through here because the thing was blocked off, the fence. We have it blocked off so nobody will go back there accidentally like the... what meter reader or whatever. So it was just a few boards, so I went around through here to the back, and then I tried to get her in here because she was barking so much. I knew something was wrong because of the police, but I didn't see Bear. So when I went out there towards that way, I saw Bear then.
Okay, so when you went out there, what did you see?
The dog with a lot of blood around him.
Did you see anything else?
No, nobody.
Okay. Did you see anybody?
Mm-mm. The other dog would have gotten him
someplace else.
Yes, I know.
And I go to the back and I see all those policemen out there by the fence.
Anything else that you hear anyone saying anything? Did you hear anyone screaming anything before the 3 or 4 after you heard the gunshots?
No, nothing. Not even the dogs were barking before.
You didn't even hear them barking?
After the laughter.
Right.
With the sirens and everything.
Okay. Anything else you can remember?
Nothing. I didn't hear any sounds, just the gunshots. That was it. My son was even hearing. We were right there by the kitchen, and I didn't hear the... nothing.
And what... Is that his name, or is it short for anything?
Not see what the shooting was about.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one that told us, but...
Do you know
it was here.
Do you know his phone number?
Uh-huh. It's...
No girl's date of birth?
Yes, his mother.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to ask. I'm sorry. Do you know his address?
It's got like a wrought iron fence, and I can't remember. I think it's, I'm not sure.
No home phone?
No, not right now. This is cell phone. I don't know where I really
am. What do you do for work, ma'am?
I don't work.
Okay.
What is your dad's cell phone number? Because I never called. I have it here.
And your husband's? And what is his birthday?
The light on your face is
okay. If I could just get the names of your daughters. And your other daughter was? Okay.
And then the one.
You got her information.
Okay.
She lives here too?
No.
She does not.
That brought her in that car. Rents a room from him. Her and her husband.
And this is your...
My granddaughter.
Celia, I can talk to her now.
Okay.
You
want. Go
ahead. You can be here.
They want... Okay, they want...
And when'd you... Where do you go to school? You like it?
That's cool.
Doing good? So she was sitting next to you, you said?
No, with my mother. Watching the movie.
Do you remember what you heard or saw?
I heard her four been shot and I saw the dog.
You saw four? You heard four? Did you know they were gunshots?
Yeah.
Yeah? What made you think they were gunshots?
Yeah. And my sound too.
Okay. Alright. So when you first heard them, they're pretty loud? Did you hear anything else?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay. He's dead. He's dead.
I'm sorry.
Too much.
He was shot in the face.
I know. It was very close up.
Is that a cool
thing? Quiet.
So do you remember anything else that happened? What did everyone do when they heard the gunshots?
Run out here.
Run outside?
Well, what did I do first?
Run out here.
No, I went to do what?
Okay.
Lock the door.
Oh, yeah. Here, she goes.
Thank you.
Mother, come on, I want to talk to you.
Yeah? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't take too long. Can I get your name, please? Wow, yeah. You probably get that a lot.
Doctor didn't believe me.
I don't believe you. What month were Well, happy belated birthday.
Huh?
Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you.
So
is it too bad what happened?
So can you just real quick, were you sitting down in here in the living room, right in that that chair right there?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you hear?
No, we heard some shooting, and right away we always lock our door and see what goes on. My grandson was here, and then he said he was going to go look to see. He worked for the C. And my daughter was here waiting to see the policeman, where they go and everything. So I went to the back. I thought I could see maybe it happened in the back. Yeah, and I saw the policeman there by our fence, you know. So I called her to go over and look. And so we went down. And it seemed strange because Bear was barking.
Wasn't barking before the shots?
He barks whenever, you know, he hears sirens or anything. Be careful, there's a...
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Whenever he hears a sirens or something, and they bark and they, like, cry, you know. So,
So did you know when you heard... Do you remember how many gunshots you heard? Do you remember how many?
How many?
Heard?
We heard about four.
Four.
But, we're not sure. I can't hear very well. But
you definitely heard them.
About, yes.
They were loud.
Kind of muffled. Well, I'm hard of hearing, so they were muffled to me, but you know.
Did you hear anything else?
No, that's it. We just came. My daughter came out and looked. She always looked to see where they go, and we wonder what happened, you know.
Sure.
It was in our backyard, right?
So what did your daughter do when you guys heard the shots? What did she do after that, immediately after?
Well, she just came outside to see what was going on. And
did she come out here to the front?
To the front, yeah. But we know that the shots were, I thought maybe... travel port. I know.
Now you said you went to the backyard as well?
I went to the backyard.
Who went back there first? Did you go back there first or did your daughter go first?
Well, I went first.
You went first?
And then I called her. I said, the police are over here. Come, you know. I told my granddaughter to go to call her mom or grandma. That's her grandma. I'm her great-grandma.
So you saw police?
We saw the policemen in the van. Over there in the back then.
You see anything? Remember?
And they were, like, doing something. So I wondered what was going on. Then my daughter went over there and she said Bear had been shot. Oh, and my granddaughter. That's why I tell her, I don't want pets because when they die or something happens to them, no. But we do have pets. Three cats. No rabbit.
Anything else you can remember?
No, not that I can remember. No, just my daughter remembers probably more than I do. But,
okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Come in. Okay, I'm sorry to hear about you. How long did you have him?
How long have we had him?
Since he was a baby.
He was a little puppy when we brought him.
How old was he?
How old was he?
Like 5 or 6 months.
No, how old is he now? About seven? Six or seven? No, he's about six. He's big. He's about six, I'd say.
What kind of dog?
A pit bull.
Pit bull, okay.
My son said when he was here, he heard like a dog cry before everything started. When we heard the gunshots, he heard like a dog cry. I didn't hear nothing because I was talking with him and looking at some pictures he had on the phone. Uh-huh. And I didn't even notice.
So he must have been by the gate.
I know.
He was probably barking because he heard something bad. Because he always protects. The first one to go if somebody's outside or he hears something weird and he'll...
So you're saying you did hear him bark? Or?
My son did. I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, he before was the gunshots?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, at that time that they started.
Okay. Oh, good. Call you?
Yeah, she called me and I
didn't even know at first. But once I found out, I called her.
Okay. Just to recap, you heard the shots. He locked the doors, looked out the window, saw a black police car come down the street.
And then, the other ones.
And then after that, at what point did you come out?
Told me what happened. My mother was outside and I wanted her inside because...
I have to go check what
he went
going
to
on.
Go see what happened and he's
so
the one
went
that
in the
called
back?
Me.
Hmm? Or did he go in the backyard
No, he went down the street because we saw the cars go that way. So I went to call her inside because she was cutting grass with a rabbit and I don't want them out there.
So after
and that's when the policeman told me to go to the back, and I went to the back.
Okay. I appreciate it.